trash
with Brad and John.
You want to talk some trash?
Oh, can we close the trash with the Paul Simon and Stephen Colbert? Is it okay? Is that thing?
Yeah, it's good.
That's edited and ready to go. All right. Okay. Well, let's start off with Ronnie Wood of the Rolling Stones. We're hoping that maybe now he'll give up the cigarettes because the Stones just announced that Ronnie had a lesion removed from his lung. He is expected to make a full recovery, but he had the keyhole surgery yesterday, just a week before he turned 70, and a week after his twin daughters celebrated their first birthday.
A lung lesion. Ew.
In a statement, Ronnie, who's been ordered to give up smoking, said, "I'm so grateful for modern screening, which picked this up so early, and I'd like to thank all the doctors who treated me." He no doubt made that statement with a cigarette in his mouth. Yeah. He's not giving up smoking. He's like Mellencamp.
My twins are named RJ and Reynolds.
They're going into the coffin, those guys, Mellencamp and Ronnie Wood, with their heaters going.
Yes.
Chris Cornell was cremated Tuesday ahead of a private funeral service, which will take place tomorrow. Small group of family and friends on hand for the cremation. The funeral will be held tomorrow at Hollywood Forever Cemetery in L.A. And after the ceremony, the public will be welcome to visit the gravesite. Soundgarden's longtime tour manager told TMZ that in Cornell's last performance in Detroit, he seemed to be high. He says, "Chris was out of character from note one of the show. I'd never seen him that way before. I'd never heard his voice that way before. He was having serious control problems." The tour manager says he was so concerned he phoned someone backstage in the middle of the venue and asked what was wrong with Cornell. He seemed effed up, but he didn't seem depressed.
His widow penned an open letter to him, and it's out there. It'll make you cry. It's unbelievable.
All right, and now here's the craziest Marilyn Monroe conspiracy theory. You know, there's all kinds of conspiracy theories regarding her death, that, you know, the Kennedys had her killed, and the mob had her killed, and this person had her killed, and that person had her killed. Okay, now here's the new one. There's a new documentary out that is claiming that Marilyn Monroe was killed because she was going to leak evidence regarding extraterrestrials and their existence.
Jesus, come on, let her rest in peace, man.
She knew UFOs. She knew about UFOs and threatened to leak classified documents. How do we know this? There's an Anacortes element to this story.
No kidding.
Burl Ives claimed that Marilyn Monroe did not die from a drug overdose. But he would say no more. Well, that's because Burl probably heard the Kennedy stories. That's probably that's probably where Burl was going with that.
I'm not touching that. I'm backing out of that.
Can't imagine Burl Ives is mixed up with Marilyn Monroe. Can you? Burl Ives. Burl Ives and Marilyn Monroe. Well, anyways, this guy who's the subject of the documentary holds up a so-called death warrant after Marilyn had had a phone conversation with a reporter who was looking into the famous Roswell incident. And apparently this reporter spilled some beans to Marilyn Monroe, and now she knew what was going on at Roswell, so she had to be killed. There's a new book out about Joe DiMaggio. It's called Dinner with DiMaggio, and this is a doctor who used to go to dinner with Joe DiMaggio with a group of other people. We're going to get back into Marilyn Monroe here in just a second.
Thank you.
And so this guy said that they did dinners with Joe DiMaggio for a number of years in his last 10 years of his life, and Joe would tell the stories.
And they finished it up with some great Mr. Coffee, too.
He said Joe made an allusion to the fact that when he and Marilyn Monroe would get together in the bedroom, it's like the gods were fighting. There was thunder and bolts of lightning. He says, we never really brought up Marilyn's name at the table. We would just let Joe bring it up, and then maybe we'd have a follow-up question. But he did say something interesting about Marilyn Monroe. Joe DiMaggio did. Joe reportedly complained that Marilyn wouldn't take a bath for days. Marilyn, how do you tell Marilyn Monroe she stinks?
Yeah, I don't know, but
only Joe DiMaggio could get away with that.
Yeah, and then he'd drink her bath water.
Hey, broad, you stink over there. Yeah. But I'm Marilyn Monroe. Still, you stink. I'm Joe DiMaggio.
Yeah, that's right.
All right, we're going to close the trash with Stephen Colbert and Paul Simon.
They're hanging out together.
On Colbert's show.
And Colbert wants to put a spin on his 59th Street Feeling Groovy song.
Colbert wants to put a little political spin on it. Is his way.
Here we go.
Well, you know what song of yours that I just love that I don't hear you play anymore is 59th Street Bridge Song.
Oh, I loathe that song.
Really? The Feeling Groovy thing?
Yeah, I don't like it.
Why?
It just feels naive, you know, I'm just... It doesn't feel like 2017.
Feel like let me try some here. You might like this better. Hello, lamppost. Nice to see ya. We might get bombed by North Korea. We're getting close to World War III. So run for the shelters, feeling groovy. Ba-da-da-da.
Melting, seas are boiling.
These aren't the first pants that I'm soiling. We won't survive the century. We're all doomed. I'm feeling groovy. Kellyanne Conway makes no sense. And even if Trump goes, we're stuck with Mike Pence. Plus, he might win the big one in 2020. Nevertheless, all is groovy.
I hate it.